One of the first questions I want to ask you is, how did you get involved with community living?
Well, I was in my second year of behavioral science at St. Lawrence College, and community living, they had Onwenada and community living come in to discuss with us about opportunities to work for them over the summer. And I really, after they gave their presentations, I really just loved everything that community living stood for and how they supported person served. And so I didn't end up applying for their summer program, but then once I was in my third year of college, I ended up applying to actually work for them. And I met with management and I ended up getting the job. And I've been working there for a little over a year now.
And what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
So much. First off, I didn't realize how much we do for person served in a day. Some things, because I work with I support a variety of different person served who have their own, challenges, and it's amazing to see what the something so small, like helping them with their laundry. Or, for example, the other day, for one of the gentlemen that I support, his poster kept falling down and he was frustrated. And I helped have a permanent fix and it made his whole day. So, something that might be so small to you and I, helping them overcome certain things that they're struggling with ends up meaning the world to them. And I just love putting a smile on their face and helping them day to day.
And there's some great experiences. Also, I'm sure there's probably a few challenges along the way that you have to face. What's been the biggest one so far?
You probably might have been expecting this, but dealing with COVID, the guys have so many goals that they want to pursue in life, and COVID has really put a hold on a lot of these plans. And so we, us as staff and the agency in and of itself has been really working hard to try and match these goals and help the guys meet their goals as much as we can. But obviously certain goals have been put on hold again. So definitely COVID has been a definite challenge of balancing their and making them happy as well as, making sure we had adhere to the COVID guidelines that the Ministry of Health puts in place.
Somebody came to you and said they're interested in giving back and interested in doing what you do. What advice would you have for them?
I would definitely tell them to jump on it, and you don't have to work at community living either to give back. We have a program that's called Best Buddies. And for a couple of persons served at my house actually have best buddies, and they, when you COVID restrictions lift up, their best buddies will do video chats with them, come over and hang out with them, play like video games or board games and stuff like that. So you really and they really look forward to the time that they spend with their best buddies because it's someone else that they get to socialize with, not just with their housemates and with their staff. So I would definitely say, definitely look into it, jump on it. It is one of the most rewarding experiences that anyone could ever have.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Showing up to work and just putting a smile on their face, like just supporting them the best way that I can and working with my team, especially because we're short staffed at the house that I work at right now. So just working together and making sure that the guys are happy and putting a smile on their face every day, that probably to me is a big accomplishment, especially with everything that's been going on right now. Making sure that the guys are happy is probably my biggest accomplishment. I don't feel like I've worked there long enough to really do anything super huge, but so my goal every day is just to make sure that the guys are happy and content, and as long as I meet that goal, I'm very good with that.